Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:07 on ESPN. Yeah, Astros win 7-0. Hunter Brown looks great. Forrest Whitley pitched 2 innings. Zach DiCenzo was the hero. He gets another start tonight. Christian Walker sat. He's been struggling so hard. Yiner Diaz actually played. Victor Caratini is the starting catcher right now. Yiner got a base knock, which was nice. He's not hitting the ball with any authority whatsoever. He is a problem. Christian Walker has been a problem. Yordan has been a problem. Isak has really come around. Altuve has been the one guy that's been pretty consistent, although he has fallen off some. Cam has come up well. Jake Myers has been pretty good for most of the season. He had an 0-for-4 last night. Jeremy Pena has been up and down. I mean, it's just been a – it's just not – I feel for Joe because he's just trying to find – you know, he's got guys that you're gonna write Christian Walker into the lineup every day, just like he wrote Abreu in, and just nothing, getting nothing day in and day out. Put Zach DiCenzo in at first base. Dude comes up with 2 doubles. It's a struggle. It's a struggle right now for our team. It ain't a struggle for Hunter Brown. 24 straight scoreless innings. 24 straight scoreless innings for Hunter Brown. That's pretty damn good.
Golly, that's incredible.
An ERA.
We're almost at the 27
1-1.
Inning mark.
Yeah, yeah.
This is fun to follow. This is what a fun time to be alive right now. You can see Paredes and Hunter Brown on the same team. That's incredible.
That's just ugly. Oh, look at
It's just a rat. It's just, I don't know.
I'm watching you on NFL Network yesterday. Yeah. You and, what's her name?
Cynthia Freeland?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't let Gilbert know about her.
No, Gilbert.
There's no chance Gilbert gets NFL Network in his,
no.
In sharp view. But as soon as Dan Holden saw her, like, oh, you're going to have to bring back a signed headshot or something. And then one of our listeners was like, hey, you get to do a show with that girl? You need to get a bring back autograph for us or something. So I just tagged Cynthia Freeland. Yeah.
Creepy.
Autograph picture. I just tagged Cynthia Freeland. Can you autograph a picture for this
guy? Guys, you can just – why do you need a – you need physical media? She's on the internet. Whatever you think you need – you can just look at her. She has an Instagram. Why do they need a signed autograph? Like, personalized to Tom? What are they looking for?
I don't know. I think that's what he wanted.
I mean, Gilbert.
Gilbert doesn't know Cynthia Freeland, or he'd be asking. You got a picture of Cynthia Freeland? Because if he knew about her, he'd be asking for
Gilbert
that.
Gilbert didn't have a phone or access to a laptop. I get why he might want a signed photo. What do they need a signed photo for? The internet exists.
Yeah, I mean, you got all the pictures you need. I don't know what kind of pictures are up there, Cynthia.
But Freeland. Just her Instagram.
Yeah, all right, just go there. Just go there. You don't need anything else. So you're talking about, okay, this is a pretty good running back draft, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it's
so
a great
two talking
back
about
draft.
Ashton Chenty or Omarion Hampton, Quinshon. Yeah.
Travion Henderson. Like, it's a really deep running back draft. Really deep running back draft. Good running back draft.
The Texans take a running back in this draft.
Yeah, I'm going to say they take one on day 3.
Day 3?
Yeah. Day 3, I got to check and see what what draft picks they have, because I know they traded the late ones, but I think they have a fourth and fifth. So one of those two picks, they can get a running back. And it'll be a running back that will play. There'll be good running backs in the fifth round. Like, I'm not even worried about it. It's a, like I said, it's a really good running back draft. Really deep running back draft. Looking at this, just as an example, like if you wanted a third down back, a guy who could get you some carries and third down back, LaQuint Allen from Syracuse, really good in pass protection, can go out, and you're going to get him in late fourth, early fifth. So he's an example of a running back that you could get in on day three that could have an impact. You know, I'm trying to think of a third down back, somebody who can step in and maybe have a little bit more. Dari Ogunbowale, like they have enough at running back right now. You don't have to draft a running back, but they could. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt would be my favorite pick if they got him in the fifth, or if he slid to the sixth from Arizona. He would be my favorite. Trevor Etienne from Georgia is probably going to go higher than people think. He's probably going to go in the third round. He'd be interesting. He's Travis Etienne's brother, and he's pretty good. He wasn't always at his best against Georgia. When he was at Georgia, he transferred to Georgia, but he was injured for part of the year. Woody Marks is another one that would be in the fourth, I think the fourth to fifth round, and he's got good size. He can play. He's got great hands. Like, he would be a good backup. He'd be a good backup for Joe Mixon right now. And once again, that's a fourth or fifth round pick. Jaquez Hunter from Auburn, fourth, fifth round pick. Jaden Blue, who I believe the Texans had in. He's got a little bit of a knee, but I think he's somewhere in the third or fourth. Even big Damian Martinez. I don't know what you thought about him, Dell, but I actually like Damian. He's probably not going until the sixth, but I actually kind of like Damian Martinez.
He's a big dude, physical. I don't know that Miami's scheme was best for him because, you know, out of shotgun stuff, maybe he's more downhill. He's got quicker feet than you think for guys his size.
Exactly. That's what I was surprised about, that he actually has a little bit of wiggle.
Yeah, he was
much quicker feet.
Once they gave him the ball later in the year, you can see some of his impact. He will seek contact. He don't worry about that. He's a big back who will run, who runs bigs, and he's got a little wiggle. And he's got, I don't want to call it breakaway speed, but he can run away from some guys. He had a couple long touchdown runs with Miami. I think even against Iowa State, he went for like 75 yards in the bowl game, something like that. So he's got a bit of that too. You think six is where he's going?
Yeah, I think six, because team told me he's not really going to play on third downs. He's got no special teams value. So you're basically looking at a backup first and second, you know, a backup first and second down running back. So those guys typically get pushed back. Devin Neal, Taj Brooks, like it's a good running back draft on day three. You got some good players. John's guy, Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State. There's a lot of running backs who've had good college careers who are going to be sitting there on the third day of the draft. Plug one of them in, and you got a guy who can compete with Damian Pierce right off the bat for that backup role. And then you got a Ogunbowale who can play third down if you want. So, yeah, I do think they'll take a running back because they're getting ready to come to an end from Damian Pierce's contract. You can cut him loose, go with the slightly cheaper, younger version, and that's in a way we roll. That's how it goes.
And let's go.
Thank you for your service, Damian.
713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us. 713-780-3776. A quick break here, and then we get back to it.
Yeah, no fourth round pick for the Texans, by the way. No fourth round. They got a fifth rounder that's 100 pick number 166. It's the back end of the fifth. So it's not until pick 166. So you've got four picks. You've got the first round pick, pick 25, second round pick, which is pick 58, the third round pick, which is pick 79, then another third round pick at pick 89. So you're going to have to get a lot of your business done in the first.
Trader Nick, he's going to be more.
Yeah, well, he could just give them all away and move up into, you know.
Or he could move back into the fifth from the second, fourth. You don't know. We don't know.
He typically spends his picks to move up more than move back, I've noticed. Yeah. He doesn't really hoard picks. He kind of uses them and moves up.
We got a break, and then we'll continue this conversation on the other side. But right now, we're talking about HR&P. We're talking about your business. We're talking about you making your business as good as it can possibly be. I know our business is as good as it can possibly be because we got HR&P on our side. We've got a great 401k and insurance, and it's because of not because HR&P sold that to us. HR&P helped select that for us. For our business. They don't make any money off of it. And yet, they are instrumental in bringing it to us and running it. It's just, it's amazing what they do for our business and what they'll do for your business as well. Do you have an admin company that's running your business? Because they're making a lot of money off of your 401k and your insurance, okay? Because it's theirs, and they're sticking you with that because they make money off of that. That's not the case with HR&P. Not making any money off of the 401ks, off of the benefits packages, because that's not what they do. What they do is HR, and they do payroll, and they do taxes. And if you're struggling with that stuff, or your admin company just isn't as good as you thought it was, or it's getting, you're like, wow, we are spending a lot on this thing. Guess what? You're not at HR&P. HR&P, we love them. We loved them for years now. We've been with them for a long time, and we're going to continue to be so. HRP.net. Let them help your business be as good as it can be. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
Back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Donovan Jackson going to be joining us at the top of the hour. A possibility for your Houston Texans. A guard out of Ohio State. That is probably available at 25.
Probably, yeah.
Probably available at 25. We'll see what he thinks of the Texans and what the Texans have said to him. That'll be nice to hear a player's perspective. It sure would be nice for him, right, to be a first rounder. I'm not sure if you outplay. If you outplay your draft position, if you're not in the first round, you get to free agency sooner, right? You get to just the 4 years. You don't get that fifth year that you're making good money in that fifth year, though.
Yeah, you do make good money in the fifth year. I think if you're a good player, you'd rather go. Yeah, it really depends on how you play. Like if you're highly confident that you're going to play well, you'd rather go 33rd than 32nd.
Yeah,
which means you get the first pick of the second round. You'd probably rather be there if you're confident. If you're not as good, you don't have to be as good, but if they extend that fifth year option, they give you the fifth year option, you're going to get paid pretty well. So, I mean, I guess everyone likes you get a higher paycheck in the first round. You get the fifth year option, which is pretty good money. Every player wants to be drafted in the first round. You like to say you're drafted in the first round, too.
Yeah. That.
But it doesn't really matter where you're drafted. If you play well, you'll be financially set for the rest of your life if you play
that
well.
That fifth year is always pretty sporty. If you get that fifth year option, if they pick up that fifth year option on you, you're making some good money. Maybe not as much as you would make in a long term big deal if you're playing really well and you get out after 4 years. But that fifth year is pretty good compensation. See, now the Texans are in this situation because they got rid of Tunsil, got rid of Shaq, they got rid of their offensive coordinator, and CJ met the media yesterday, and it was a bad offensive line, and you got rid of your best player in Tunsil. So we've been talking about it for a while, but we haven't heard CJ talk about it for a while. Here's CJ on losing Tunsil and Shaq.
Build relationships with guys, and you're LT, of course, who I know you're talking about, and Shaq, those are two of my best friends, so that I've come into the league with. So yeah, it hurts, and our front office knows that, and they know how I felt about it, and but I totally understand, and I'm not against it at all. I totally think that we're heading to the right side of things, and I think something I learned about Nick is that he has a plan. No matter what happens, he always has something up his sleeve. So, of course, sometimes we don't know what that is, and but you just have that trust, and that's something that I've we actually talked about today, having blind trust and, having earned trust. And for Nick, he's gained my trust in both areas. So I'm excited, but, I'm always going to be best friends with those guys and rooting them on. And, I still talk to them daily. So,
Who did he say he talked to daily? Best friends with those guys. Who was he talking about?
Mason and Tunsil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about earning blind trust. How can you earn that trust? You haven't even gone to war yet. Like, I'm trying. I get what CJ's saying. CJ gets feelings about guys. Like, he has strong feelings about play callers. I heard that in college. I think that was the case with having some issues at the end with Bobby Slowick. I think it's easy for him to say that now when there's no pressure on. But let's just see what happens once we get into a season, if he's got that same feeling about Nick Caley. It's easy to have that when we're not having to go through adversity on the field. I think there's still a lot to find out there. I don't know that you can make any determination. Yeah, I'm all in with Nick Caley. Well, right now, and I'm not saying that there's going to be a problem between the two. I'm just saying you don't really know until you're going through it, right? Yeah. Don't you have to go through it before you know?
Well, CJ did talk about Caley, and it's apparently it is different than it was under Bobby Slowick, because CJ, we've heard that he was absolutely limited on what he could do at the line of scrimmage, but CJ says that ain't going to be the case with Caley.
He comes from L.A. and New England, and he's going to bring some of that swag over here. So, that kind of is what I'm used to, is, taking control and, being a little more pre-snap, having tools to put my guys in the best position. And that's, something that we really didn't work on these last 2 years. But even those principles I learned from, and it made me better because it added a new element to my game. So, be able to, just get better and learn from, what he did with New England and LA will definitely help me, because I feel those are two schemes that I'm kind of used to, in a sense. Like, that's kind of what I ran and out of Ohio State, what kind of New Orleans does a little bit, and in LA it's kind of what we ran here these last 2 years. So I'll be able to put my swag on it and have fun with it, and he's all about me taking full ownership and running the show, and that's what I want. So I'm gonna get what I want, and that's really been really cool, just to see that he's like bought into me, and he doesn't really know me well yet. So he talked about today having blind trust, and I have a lot of trust in him already, just how he talks and how he presents in the room and things like that. It's really cool to see.
That's probably the most important clip I've ever heard from him. He told you so much there. He mentioned the LA thing. By the way, LA is extraordinarily important. That's his home. He reps LA as much as he likes Houston. He will tell you LA, 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 which I'm fine, but that's cool. That's his home.
Isn't he just talking about the Rams?
Yeah.
Is he talking? Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's
Nick,
what he's
from
about.
LA. No.
Okay.
Rams.
Yeah. 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 Is he from Los Angeles? So, okay. Yeah. So it's the Rams. Yeah. Yeah. It's the Rams he's talking about, with the Rams swag and the, but the other thing that I thought was, he mentioned pre-snap. We didn't really do that the last 2 years. He's let me do what I want. He is like, there were things that he was obviously not happy about, obviously. And it checks out with what I've heard. Did you hear all that in the sound? He just said, we didn't really do the pre-snap stuff, which I like to do. He's got an offense that's similar to Ohio State. And I think that move at offense coordinator was about not placating necessarily, but finding the right personal fit for the quarterback. And I think they basically said, because 2 years seems quick to pull the trigger on Bobby Slowick, but not if you think that the quarterback really wants a guy that he is completely in tune with. And that includes pre-snap movement to create recognition of the scheme. You have more movement and motion, you get a better feel for if they're, what the coverage is going to be. Is it zone? Is it man? Things like that. Then he mentions, we didn't have that over the last 2 years. Well, that's his time with Bobby. That's the only time he's been in the league. Then he mentions he's going to do some things that I want to do and have trust in me, which is what I wanted. Then he mentions this offense a lot like the Saints or like Ohio State, which I'm used to. I'm going to put my swag on it. And that's what, you know, we try to do on this show is put our swag on things also.
Mm-hmm.
We put our swag on things. We put lots of things on things. And so he told you a lot there. He told you a lot about why I think that he really wanted to make a change at offense coordinator, which is fine. But he told you the reasons why, I think, and why he's happy with this. So that makes a lot of sense when you hear him talk about that. That makes a lot of sense hearing him bring up some of those elements of how it's going to be different under Nick Caley. And Nick, to his credit, is saying, hey, I'm going to come in here and do what makes my quarterback feel comfortable. And there needs to be a balance. This isn't a parent, child confrontational thing where you're going to do what I say. Too many coaches, that's the old school approach. Right now, this is more, and this isn't being soft or being a wuss or anything like that. These players are such a bunch of little babies. No, this is just about, hey, what's going to help CJ be the best he can be? And I think that's what Nick Caley's going to try to do. And as long as CJ's coachable, that's completely fine with me.
Yep. All right, let's break it. 8:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Donovan Jackson joining us in a half hour to talk about the draft process right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, Lance is talking to John Daspit.
Yeah, the Daspit Law Firm is throughout the well, – he's in different states, but he's throughout the state of Texas. I think it's 12 offices in the state of Texas. All the big cities he's in, but you know, if you're on the if you're on the coast somewhere, you're along the Gulf Coast. He works a lot down in Victoria area and out headed towards Louisiana. He's got, you know, out in the Golden Triangle area. That's big. Lake Charles, Port Arthur. Those are really, really big for John because you have offshore accidents, you have refinery blasts, you have a lot of different accidents. Of course, all along the road. You ever have been on the road? I-10 coming back from Louisiana and you get to Texas and it's, oh my gosh, what a dangerous road that is. And I-10, there's accidents all the time. And I can't help but say, I've seen some bad accidents before. And you know, it's crossed my mind. John Daspit may end up representing that person because when there's negligence at hand, the insurance company for that negligent party is supposed to pay for your hospital bills, your physical therapy, all of the medical attention that you need. If you don't have insurance, you get injured. John Daspit makes sure you get to all the specialists you need to make sure your CAT scans, your x-rays, your MRIs, anything that has happened to you, the insurance company needs to be responsible for so that you get back to being yourself. You get back to being as 100% as you can be. There's pain and suffering payments that he will get for you, and there's going to be time missed from work if you physically can't work. That's going to be compensated for as well. John Daspit fights for the injured. He fights for the innocent, and that's what he's going to do for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Have you seen the Rockets line?
No, I haven't. For the next game?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's Golden State 2 now.
Golden State 2?
Yeah.
You're off.
I mean, usually
you're off by 4.5 points.
Okay, so usually it's the home team. I was just thinking it'd be a different. Usually it's the home team becomes an even bigger favorite, or it goes more in the team that just lost.
Yeah.
Is that what it did?
Well, the Rockets are -2.5, and the home team. But what do you think the Lakers are tonight?
So what was it the other night?
What were the Lakers? I don't know.
Okay, let me guess. Lakers tonight will be, I want to say they were like 5.5 the other night. I'm going to say they're 6.
They're 6. Lakers are 6 tonight. I didn't see anything that would lead me to believe that they should be 6-point favorites, but okay. The Pacers are 4-point favorites against Milwaukee. And then Oklahoma City, I don't know, you can put a big enough number. It's 14.5. The Celtics are 12.5. The Cavaliers are 12 against Miami. There were a couple of good games last night. Detroit even the series, and the Clippers even the series. Clippers are 5-point favorites at home in the next game, and Detroit is a one-point dog. Detroit can win that series. Detroit has played well enough. The Knicks went on that 21-0 run, but for the most part, otherwise, Detroit has outplayed them in the series. Other than that stretch that the Knicks played incredible basketball and the Pistons fell apart, Detroit has been better than them. So this is still, this will be interesting to see.
What a job they've done. What an absolutely brilliant job. You know, our boy Dennis Lindsay went over there. Yeah. He was consulting with the Mavericks last year. They went to the NBA Finals. And then this year he went, because he was still getting paid by Utah. And, you know, he left Utah of his own volition. He just
and
said,
look at
I'll
where they
down.
Are now.
Yeah, he said, I'll step down. He's the one that built them with Rudy Gobert and with Donovan Mitchell. Then he goes to the Mavericks. Then he goes this year to the he's got the golden touch. He goes to Detroit this year to work directly with the GM, and he's done I think they've done an incredible job over there. They're kind of the Rockets of the Eastern Conference, really. A lot of similarities in terms of where they've drafted and how quickly they've come up, the coaching staff, things like that. And it's a good story. I'm still hopeful on the Rockets. I've not given up on the Rockets. I have not. They played now. They did have a game that they held Golden State. They had the type of game where they need to win that game. Golden State doesn't. Nobody outside of the top two guys shoot the ball and score well. They get out rebounded badly. They don't shoot necessarily great from three, and yet the Rockets get beat by 10. I mean, that's not ideal. Mm-hmm. But I still think the youth is going to play a factor. You just have to, just overcome the knockout punches early in this series.
What do you think?
You got it.
The total is
for tonight. It was 216 the other day, something like that. I think it's still around two. Yeah, two. It was 213.5 the other night. I think it's still probably two. I don't think they move it. 212.
204.5.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
they've gone from 213 to 204.
Look at the game. That's one of the biggest. Look at how they played.
But it's not just one game. It's actually the entire. So basically, they have eliminated. What they've done is they've taken Rockets and Golden State Warriors six-game series, and they're basing their total off of all their games. They're not basing it off of season totals, which you usually do. That's probably pretty smart. I'd go over that.
I'm not sure. I think the Rockets are going to play with a physicality tonight that's going to be. I'm not sure that. Either team's getting into the triple digits. I could certainly see another game like last one, only a tighter game. The Orlando and Boston 199.5.
Now Orlando can really defend.
Yeah,
Boston can defend.
But so
too.
Can
that
Houston,
sense.
And so can Golden State.
Ooh, playoff basketball is a whole lot different.
A whole lot different. You see all these scores.
These totals
all
are way
different.
Lower.
It's way different in the postseason.
Isn't this what people want? We don't like all that scoring anymore. Remember, we like more defense being played and tougher basketball. Well, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, we want physicality, though.
What happened to all the physicality in the game I love? I want it back. Now you got it back. Watch it and shut up.
What?
The scores are getting too low.
Man.
No, this is what we
they're
want.
They're all so soft, and the NBA product is terrible.
It ain't soft right now. It ain't
saying.
Soft right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Then we should all be happy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we should all
care
be happy,
if the scores
right?
Are low.
Right?
Ain't my business if the score's low.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number. If wow. Did Kanye make some revelation yesterday?
I didn't see it all. I read or hear it. I read 50 Cent because he was at the Knicks game.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
He said, man, it's been a tough one. The Knicks lost. He said something else. And then Kanye said, I don't
know
if it's
true.
Pope died.
The Knicks lost. And Kanye
revealed something about him and his a family member. And I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This must be bad because y'all are dancing around.
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Oh, it's really bad.
It's really bad. I don't know if 50...
Kanye said something really bad, the guy that sold swastika T-shirts during the Super Bowl?
This one is it's bad differently. It's a claim about...
He literally spent millions for a commercial to sell swastika shirts.
I'm telling you.
Nothing you say is going to surprise me.
Oh?
Nothing you say.
How about a White Lotus thing?
Oh,
with the two brothers.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's unexpected.
Yeah, I bet.
Kanye says he had a past incestuous relationship with a cousin.
He
and it's
did?
A guy cousin.
He put himself in it in
yes,
White Lotus?
Yes, he is saying
he got
he was
White
involved.
Lotus, or he White Lotused somebody.
Well, it wasn't Manuel. It was, you know what I don't even want to say it, but it wasn't with what happened in White Lotus. It wasn't that. It took it to a different level. For 8 years, they were young when it happened.
Perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was six.
Good Lord. Why is he telling on himself so much?
This song,
we just need Kanye to – somebody needs to put him in a – just put him in a room and lock him up. We just don't need to hear from him
so
anymore.
So he went on X and said this. This song is called Cousins, about my cousin that's locked in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't look at dirty magazines together anymore. My name is Ye, and I'm my cousin till I was 14.
Mm-hmm. 8 years.
Why are we telling people this? Y'all are right.
Yeah. Wow. It was a bad day. Pope died. Knicks lost.
and then
Kanye's childhood trauma came out.
And then 50 promoted a website in the same tweet.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought we were talking about sports.
What did
50
do?
In the NBA.
Yeah, let's get back to Hunter Brown's
24
straight
yes,
innings.
Yes, 50 did acknowledge. He was at the game, sitting right in front of Joe Budden. They pieced it up, I guess. And his Knicks lost.
What, did they have beef?
Joe has a of course, Joe Budden has a very successful
podcast.
Joe
has beef with everybody.
He says something. 50 didn't like it. It probably wasn't a real issue, but there was some back and forth online. And then they were at the same game, and they pieced it up, it looked like. That's all. No big deal. They're both men in their early to late 40s. They're not going to really do anything.
I've seen Fitty throw out a pitch.
Just
he's
playing
not
some
real
Kanye
athletic.
Music.
I'm not. Just I don't like know that banger. He should get into physical altercations.
Well, I mean, you don't have to punch someone. You can just
White Lotus.
No,
shoot him.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
Then yeah. I saw my cousin, and I put a dirty magazine
he's
on him.
He's playing the White Lotus theme song.
Hmm.
Did you get to that scene yet, John, when you were watching?
He's not watching that.
No, I didn't see it. I'm not going to watch it. You guys told me not to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not sure. I want to watch
it. Apparently, is there a chance that Kanye watched White Lotus and he's just
saying stuff?
Well, it's Kanye, so he could just be saying stuff.
Yeah.
How do you say swastika, Lance?
Does he say swastika?
Swastika.
Yeah. Cub fan Tammy, who's a known hater, is taking issue with your use of the word swastika or how you say it.
I may have said schwa instead of swastika. Oh. It's swastika.
Swastika. I think you did say swastika.
I may have said swastika.
It's swastika, isn't it? Pretty sure.
Did you just say that in my ear?
Yes, just your ear. Yeah. I'll tell you during the break.
845 ESPN 97.5. I'll
say it. Well,
talk right now about Underdog.
He thinks it's ironic that I didn't pronounce it correctly just because my last name is Zierlein.
It is ironic.
My people got away from it actually back in the 18th.
Yeah, you keep telling us.
Anyway, Underdog Fantasy. So Underdog Fantasy has a playoff booster. Did you take advantage of it? I hope you did because you've got 40% boosters. At least that's what it was for game one of the series this weekend, Saturday, Sundays, it was all right there for you. And the playoff extender, as the playoff series go on, you play that booster. You keep playing that booster. It goes higher and higher and higher along with each series. And so it's boosting your profit is what you're seeing. You take the standard profit and then you boost it. And all you have to do is pick between two and I think you can go as high as for sure six, maybe even seven players. Now, the most you can win is 1,000 times your original play. Is that okay with you if you have a shot to win that much? Now, those are some long shots. A lot of times you may end up with 240-1 chance. You can play for as low as $1. For example, you can play for as much as, I want to say it's 200. But you can win some real money here. If you have a good feel for how the games are going to go, you analyze these games, you watch these games, you find statistics that you think are a little bit soft, and you go either higher or lower on them. And you pick that, and not only are you going to win money there, but you got the booster that's going to increase your winnings. You also have the ability to play flex, which means it's an insurance feature, basically. You can win 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, and still win money. Go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, and use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You can get up to $1,000.
$1,000 worth of bonus cash, but you cannot get it unless you play. So use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncbgambling.org.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ESPN is finally doing something relevant on the Shedeur Sanders situation. They are actually being... Adam Schefter was pretty honest about it. He said, aside from Mike Tomlin, any coach who's going to have Shedeur is going to have to put up with the speculation that when things go bad, that Deion is going to take his place.
Oh.
And it's true. That. I talked
finally saying that. We've been saying it since January.
Yeah, no, I know, but
oh, now, but now it's finally come to fruition. Yeah, you always were going to have to. The only coach he's ever had, as soon as you have to be a strong coach. Pittsburgh's one of the only teams that could take him. Sean McVay. I was told to keep like the Rams could be a surprise pick for him. If he you know keeps sliding and falling, it wasn't popular when I said he would fall, but he's going to fall. He's going to slide. He 21 is maybe the first.
If I'm a coach, I don't want him. I don't want that that hanging over the organization. I don't GM too. I'm not sure I want all of that hanging over the organization's head. Deion making comments about the play calling, about the offensive line play, about how many weapons he has. If the kid fails, Deion is going to blame everybody in the organization. And it's never going to be on Shedeur.
Never going to be on Shedeur. But it's, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot has been taken away from Shedeur. Like, the talk should be about him and his merit. And I don't think Deion's done him any favors, to be honest with you. I've had people say that. Multiple people have said it behind the scenes who work for teams who they all just say, Deion should just be quiet. I even had somebody tell me that they thought the jersey ceremony thing was not good timing, that he should have waited until... You know, would have been good for after the draft because all it looks like is you're just enabling him again, and that's what you're dealing with. I think it should be about Shedeur the player, and Shedeur the player to me is the second best quarterback in the draft. It's obscured sometimes because we have to fight back against the narrative of, you know, I understand that ESPN is pushing all Shedeur talk all the time. He's what moves the needle for TV. He's kind of lowest common denominator of this draft. Cam Ward's locked in at one. There's no drama there. Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter are both better players. No one's talking about them. They're all locked into 2 and 3. So Shedeur is the talk. And especially once you don't know where he's going to go, it makes these TV networks, the producers, are even more excited of these segments because it creates more intense debates and more speculation. It opens up more, you know, more opportunities to create segments on TV shows. Or, all right, let's do landing spots. Tomorrow let's do a surprise landing spot for Shedeur Sanders. And what if he slips to the second round? You know, they can do all that stuff. But the reality is Shedeur Sanders is the second best quarterback. I think he's better than Jackson Dart. I think he's got accuracy. He's got tremendous – I had one team tell me he's so confident. Like, the team loves him because they don't love the arm. Like, they don't love some of the football throwing stuff. They think that's pretty average. And they really don't love the Deion factor. But what they love is – his confidence and his swagger, they think it's real. I think it's real, too. I think he's a legit real. Like, he doesn't fake it. Like, Pittsburgh thought Kenny Pickett had that, and he didn't have that. He was a one-year wonder. Shedeur Sanders has real, legitimate confidence. Like, real confidence. In the pocket, he has a belief in himself. It's not fake. And so I don't think he's – I think there's a mental toughness there that should not be discounted. He's accurate. He has poise in the pocket. He's got pocket maneuverability. He's not the quickest guy outside of the pocket, but he actually maneuvers the pocket pretty well. He takes too many sacks. He holds on to it too long. He tries to play hero ball a bunch. But I think it could be coached out of him a little bit. And I think getting away from Deion will be really beneficial just to hear another voice in his ear and just get a different perspective. That's all. It's not even again. That's nothing against Deion. It's good to have different perspectives and different coaches. I brought up Dennis Lindsay earlier, and I'll tell you something he told me one time. The greatest thing for him, he said, was being with Rudy T, then Jeff Van Gundy, two totally different guys, then learning from Daryl Morey when he came in, then going to the Spurs with R.J. Buford and Greg Popovich. He said that had. He said, man, I was so prepared. I had so many different types of guys I learned from that I was really ready
by the time I became a GM with Utah. I think it's good for players to have different coaches and learn different things and learn different perspectives. It's good for all of us, for all of us in life, to learn from different people in life and get different perspectives and not the same. We talk about being in bubbles politically. We talk about being in bubbles. And Shedeur Sanders has been in a bubble. He's been in a Deion bubble. And that's not a shot against Deion, but it's only been one voice in his ear for the most part. Maybe some different quarterback coaches and you know, different offense coordinators. But I think it will be good for him to step out and hear from different people and experience different things the same way it was good to get out from under LeVar Ball for the Ball brothers when they're healthy and not rapping.
Well, you don't think he had a part in his rap career, in his rap success?
LeVar, no.
Okay.
LeVar is gone. Isn't that great? Like, we don't even think about that. No, LeVar Ball is gone.
But Deion ain't going away.
No, because Deion's a real dude. Like, Deion's, you know, he's a legit dude. That's got to be a hell of a shadow to live under, the shadow of Deion Sanders. It's tough. It's tough. And sometimes I worry that Shedeur will not be the game manager he should be. His game reeks of game, not reeks, but it, I don't know what's the right word. It's like it screams game manager, which is good. That's not a negative thing. C.J. Stroud is a game manager who can make plays on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Goff is game manager. Tom Brady was a game manager. It's fine.
I'm going to be a game manager or a break manager.
Manager.
I'm going to manage this because we got Manager's Donovan break. Jackson
Donovan
coming
Jackson
up next.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I got to talk about Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford is where you get employee pricing. I'm hearing some employee pricing now from other dealerships and whatnot. You ain't getting the same deal. Listen, at Chastang Ford, there's no BS. There's no add-ons. There's no markups. It's just different. They just go about it better than the other guys do. They're going to make sure that you get the best deal. They're going to make sure that you get all of the rebates they can possibly give you. They're going to make sure that you get true employee pricing, okay? They're going to make sure that there's no add-ons, markups. They're not going to try to oversell. They're going to try to find the best interest rate for you and best financing for you every time. They did that for me, and they'll do that for you. They work these deals. They are going to make sure that you get the best car buying experience you can, because you don't stay in business for over 80 years unless you do it well and you do it great and you get return customers. And I've been back 3 times since my first one, and I'm going back the next time I need a new vehicle. So when I buy cars, I buy them for Chastang Ford, and I highly promote that you should too. Chastang Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.